every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAFAIRMOUSE. Or any of them that are guys.
Dunbar.
We don't even speak that well for ourselves.
Ever.
As you're about to find out. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always is.
Shelley.
And Mark.
See, I told you we didn't speak well for ourselves.
Wow. Speak for yourself.
How was your day, Mark?
Great.
He goes, it was a day.
Oh, it was great.
What'd you do?
My girlfriend got back from Vancouver last night, and we went out and hung out today, had lunch, did a little grocery shopping, went to the meeting at 4 o'clock, went to my mother's for a belated Thanksgiving dinner.
We did a belated Thanksgiving dinner with my mom, too.
Yeah, and came here.
Cool.
So
Vancouver.
Yeah.
Awesome place.
Cold.
You ever been there?
I have not.
Isn't that, or was that Victoria? That was Victoria. With the Beauchamp Gardens?
You mean the Victoria Gardens in Vancouver?
Beauchamp Gardens.
I thought we went to the Victoria Gardens.
No, Beauchamp.
Bouchard.
Gardens. Bouchard. Yes.
Whatever.
Garden.
Yes, whatever. Okay. Uh-huh. Sure.
We're walking along through the Japanese garden.
I remember this story. You lost.
Yeah, I remember the story.
You lost your mother.
Yeah, well, we weren't sure where the kids were. We heard a splash. We immediately looked. There's my daughter. Okay, where's Connor? There's Connor. Where's my mom? In the water.
I'm trying to get that right angle for that good picture.
It was perfect. How was your day, Shell?
Okay. I mean, went to church.
Yes.
And cleaned up the house a little bit.
Ate a piece of the Lord.
Oh my gosh, communion today. I almost died. We do tincture communion, which is where you're handed a piece of bread from the holy loaf, and then you dip it in, well, the holy Welch's. And
holy Welch's grape juice.
Well, because we don't use wine anymore because people have issues.
That's helpful for alcoholics not to use wine.
They just buy Welch's grape juice and then add holy water to it. So,
is that what they do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, really.
What makes the water holy?
I don't know.
It gets blessed.
It gets blessed, I suppose.
By who?
I don't know.
A blesser.
The Archbishop? Who knows?
The Archbishop of Arrowhead?
Yeah.
Really? I don't know.
Father Sparklets.
At any rate, so the choir is the second table. The people who are giving the communion are the first table. We're the second table. We go up there. And Reverend Cook tears off a piece of the communion loaf for me, and he accidentally got, like, part of the outside of the loaf and a chunk of the inside. This thing was massive, and you can't exactly nibble on your communion bread. You have to eat the whole thing all at once. I almost choked. It was like the size of a golf ball.
Now, what would he say as he hands it to you?
He says, "This is my body broken for you."
No.
Oh, he would say...
How would he say it?
"This is my body broken for you."
The weirdest thing is if you heard this guy, he sounds
just like that.
Fortunately,
I love his
voice.
Fortunately,
he does not do the sermons.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But yeah, I almost choked to death. And I'm sitting there.
Choked to death on the Lord.
On the Lord. It was a real holy moment, let me tell you. I almost died laughing. Which pales in comparison, though, to the time that the three-year-old in line for communion, when presented with, at that time, we were allowed to tear off our own little piece of bread.
Oh, my God.
Three-year-old handed the loaf, like the loaf is handed in front of him, put in front of him. He grabs it, snack, and runs up the aisle with the pastor chasing after him.
Awesome.
Snack.
Awesome.
Yes, it was hilarious.
I'd bring one of those little containers of peanut butter that they have at the restaurants. Okay. Can I get you a piece of the loaf and you spread a little peanut butter on it?
I am so going to get struck by lightning any minute now.
Well, you know what that means.
Oh, yeah. Move you have away, to do the boozy news.
Move away from her?
Yeah. Yeah, Bruce had to do the boozy news today because I had choir rehearsal for this big show.
So you're going to announce it?
Oh, am I going to announce it? Oh, okay. Sure. It's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze.
Oh, shit, I've been replaced. Oh, sounded good. All right, so we go to the boozy news, of which there will be shout-outs. See, I think ahead I wrote them all down.
Oh, you did? Okay.
There'll be shout-outs to Bill, Brian, Fran, Marty, Donald, and Bruce.
Oh, you're shouting out to yourself?
Yeah. Well, of course. Now, someone sent this in, and it's on an image. And it says, goat accused of robbery.
Okay.
Police in Nigeria are holding a goat on suspicion of attempted armed robbery.
Armed robbery?
They don't have opposable thumbs.
Hang on. Vigilante seized the black and white goat, saying it was an armed robber who had used black magic to transform himself into an animal to escape after trying to steal a Mazda 323. A spokesman for police in the eastern state of Kwara said, the goat is safely in our custody. Vigilante saw some hoodlums attempting to rob a car. One escaped, while the other turned into a goat.
What are they smoking?
And that was from the cops. Who knows?
Cops like that, you know.
You know what this proves?
What does it prove?
Peyote is alive and well in certain areas of the world.
In Kwara, Nigeria. Okay, we have a possible follow-up. Shelley, remind us a little bit about the story of the gold dust.
There was a guy in a town in California who was having some HVAC work done on his ventilation system, and they found 12 baby food jars full of gold dust, which amounted to about $300,000.
I remember that.
Yes, and the homeowners were all excited because they had lived in the home for 50 years, and it happened to be the home they bought the year they got married. It happened to be their 50th wedding anniversary, which is the gold anniversary, and they got a bunch of gold out of their ventilation.
Good for them.
So the possible link here is $700,000 in gold dust missing from Pfizer laboratories in Missouri.
Oh.
They're trying to find all this gold to see if it was stolen or simply misplaced. Now, how do you misplace? They think that $700,000 in gold dust would weigh between 30 and 70 pounds.
You know, when I was two, I misplaced some gold dust, too.
Yeah, me too. And some silver dust. Yeah.
It might be mine.
Yeah, I think that Mark and I need to have that gold dust.
Yeah. When you were two?
Yeah.
Okay. They say that it's, you know, it's technically, it's quite light, but it's unlikely that a breeze blew the stuff away. They say you can add at least $100,000 to the value of that. That's how much they paid for it last year, and it's already gone up $100,000. Mm. They don't say what they're really doing with the dust, but it's used in a number of
things,
electrical things and
stuff.
Things. But it's funny because at the end of that story of it missing, they said last month contractors found $300,000 in gold dust in a California home where they were installing air conditioning. So apparently
there's a link.
Those people lived in that house for 50 years and had never ripped out the ventilation.
If that's the story.
That's the story. Of course, what it doesn't say is this guy used to work for Pfizer in Missouri.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did not. It doesn't say that in the story.
No, it doesn't. No, I said what it didn't say.
Oh.
You'll see. There's a couple places in the news where I've added a couple things.
Oh, well, that makes it news then. No, it doesn't. Yeah. It makes it Bruce's little stories.
Okay. Well, listen to this. Okay. Miss Shelley.
Okay.
The tattooed youth librarians of Massachusetts are proving you can't judge librarians by their cover.
Huh?
Their 18-month calendar is selling briskly. It probably won't do anything to the Sports Illustrated calendar, but there are 16 models who bared their artsy ink on its pages, and we're more than happy to disprove the stereotype that librarians are, you know, all stuffy and shh. Apparently, they're all hot librarians. We're diverse, and we're not your mother's or grandmother's librarian. They made 500 copies of the calendar. They've already sold 210 copies of it in the first week, prompting them to think they should have made more.
Second run.
$21 a calendar, which is a fairly expensive calendar.
Run them again.
I think this is kind of interesting. They're youth librarians, which must be that. What's a youth librarian?
YA librarian is. We used to have one. We just have a one librarian now, but we used to have a children's, an adult librarian, and then one of our adult librarians was actually the young adult librarian.
Okay, so it doesn't mean they're young librarians.
No, they're not.
That's
young
what
librarians.
It gave me the impression. You know, they're doing a calendar.
No, no.
Because I'm like, youth librarians showing off their tats range in age from 28 to 46. And I'm like, 46 isn't a particularly young
They're
librarian.
Just regular librarians who have a master's degree in library science and happen to run the young adult section.
You know what that makes me think of right away?
What?
Remember Lorraine Newman in Saturday Night Live playing the child psychologist?
Oh, yes.
That was one of the great skits
and
ever.
And she was a child. She was a child.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was a child. She'd be kicking her.
Her feet.
And
I actually kind of knew her a little bit at one point.
Really?
Yeah.
She was I worked in a video store in Westwood when I was in college, and she was a regular customer. I mean, she would come in like every other day to get new movies. And
were they porn?
Yeah, I was going to say, what kind of movies?
Just all kinds of stuff.
I probably shouldn't say this. My brother worked at a place called Circus Bookstore in Hollywood, and a famous Asian female news reporter, he said, would come in all the time and get Asian bondage videos.
Connie Chung?
I'm not saying.
He's not saying.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
We got all kinds of famous. We had Michael Jackson was one of our customers. Boy, was he a weirdo.
Oh, so he didn't change much over the years.
No.
Does anybody know where Christchurch is?
Isn't it in New Zealand?
It could be.
Aren't there several?
I think the big ones in New
Zealand. Aren't they all supposed to be Christchurch?
No, no.
Well, and see,
there's a town called Christchurch, New Zealand.
I have to be honest. That's what originally drew me to the story.
Uh-huh.
Because it makes it sound like a bunch of church-going people went completely psychotic drinking.
Which happens.
Christchurch revelers, hundreds of them, were marched down a street by police as a nationwide alcohol drinking celebration escalated out of hand.
Gee, that didn't have trouble written all over it from the beginning.
That's a surprise.
A suburb of Ilum last night, wherever that is, that residents said they felt trapped in their homes during the party. The party was one of the many events around the country to mark National Crate Day.
Oh, really?
In which participants each drink one dozen 745 milliliter crate beer bottles.
Oh, okay.
That's a big
That's
ass.
The size of a wine bottle.
It is. You better have those really cold, and it better be really hot outside.
Yeah. They said the partygoers start drinking about 4 p.m., with members swinging in the hundreds as the days went on. By 11 o'clock, it was completely out of hand. There were masses. This is the quote from the local cops. Masses and masses and masses and masses wandering around the street drunk.
Gee, drinkers were shouting, should have expected that.
Urinating in public spaces and smashing beer bottles.
Well, you drink that much beer. I was going to ask the question: did they have enough restrooms available?
It sounds like a Saturday night
Apparently
in Los
they
Angeles.
Did. Okay, London. It was a test, although an actual test. It took money and to do this. National Academy
a
of
study?
The proceedings study. Of the study. National Academy of Sciences.
He meant study.
Founded gene. It plays a crucial role in controlling how alcohol stimulates the brain. And they find that most times people that are considered to be alcoholics have this gene, whereas people that are non-alcoholics tend not to have this gene. Now, we've heard this before.
This is not news.
Hang on. Hang on.
Okay, we'll just get to it, will ya?
What they found is it this particular gene, what it does, it doesn't have anything to do with alcohol in general. What it does is it increases the feeling of your reward system in your brain. So it can work with every drug. It can work with gambling. It can work with the rush people get from, you know,
shopping.
All of those things can be attributed to this. And what I found was interesting is, do you know that 3.8% of all deaths in the world are alcohol related?
I'm not surprised.
3.8% of every death.
I think that sounds low.
You think so?
Yeah.
Now, they did put a what's the word for it?
Caveat, disclaimer?
A disclaimer at the end. It's likely there is a genetic component to the drinking problem. But that's not to say if you have this gene, you should never touch alcohol, or if you don't have the gene, it's just fine for you to drink like there's no tomorrow.
Oh, thanks.
So there you go.
Do you know they did a study that showed that drinking alcohol lowered the sexual inhibition of teenage girls?
I did that test myself.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Back in the day. Back in the day, I did that test.
Yeah. You didn't get paid for it, did you?
No.
You got rewarded, though, huh?
I did. Oh, yeah. I kind of did get paid for it.
Okay.
We have a hero of the week. Okay. The Golden Gate Bridge has had, over the last 10 years, 282 suicides.
That's only 28 a year.
In the same time...
A little more than two a month.
Kevin Briggs... This guy is a friendly highway patrol guy. He has talked more than 200 potential jumpers off the bridge since he's been there. When they call him in, he's only lost one out of 200 people he's talked back over the edge of the bridge. And he won the highway patrol's Marin County Uniformed Employee of the Year. And Kevin Briggs, he told people when he starts going up to potential jumpers, he goes, "How are you doing today?" And he goes, then he says,
"It was a day."
Then he says, "What's your plan for tomorrow?" If the person doesn't have a plan, he says, "Well, let's make one. And if that doesn't work out, you can always come back here later." And apparently that works quite well for him.
I can see how that would work.
So, shout out to Kevin Briggs.
Shout out.
Let it all out. Shelly?
These are the things I can do without. Come on. I'm talking to you. Come on. Hurry up. Let's go. Chop, chop.
You notice when it says doing that with her on the Boozy News, she gets all offended. Post-traumatic stress disorder. What?
Watch your time.
I have been.
Okay, because we're over time.
Shelly?
We have nothing
we
but time.
We do 15 minutes of Boozy News.
We're at 17 minutes.
So if we only talked for just under 2 minutes at the beginning, but we didn't. We talked for more than that at the beginning. So we're okay on time.
Okay, bust a move. Next story.
Ecstasy. They're using ecstasy to treat post-traumatic stress disorder.
That'll help it.
That would help. I would think ecstasy, get rid of the traumatic stress.
It says, on average, substance maintain statistically and clinically significant gains in symptom relief.
Yep.
It says that two of the subjects they did it on did relapse, but it didn't say exactly what relapse means, because if they were alcoholics, they relapsed while they were getting the treatment with ecstasy.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, not if they were alcoholics, they didn't.
Correct.
They should treat ADHD with speedballs.
They do. It's called Ritalin. Massive doses of Ritalin.
Okay, well, we'll do this last one here.
Okay.
Phoenix. Bridget Hughes posted a thing on Facebook. She had been on an airline flight. She lost her hat.
Okay.
Hat belonged to her mother. Her mother had worn it during most of her chemo treatments. It's the only thing she really has left from her mother. She put a post about it on Facebook. She has not gotten the hat back. However, she got 222,000 responses to try and help her find the hat. And people all over the globe are trying to help her find the hat.
Including all of Denver Airport security.
Yeah. Well, what
or
I want
Phoenix
to know,
Airport, I'm sorry.
Phoenix.
Sky Harbor, yeah.
What? Sky Harbor.
Yeah.
That's where she lost it.
What I want to know is, this is her mother, who I'm presuming has passed away from cancer. Yes. She wore this during her chemo treatments.
Yes.
How is that the only thing she has left from her mother?
Because I think it's the only thing they saved.
But wouldn't she have, like, the stuff that she grew up with in the house or, like, her mom's stuff? I mean...
It was special.
It was given to her by her aunt.
I mean, no, I'm not saying it's not special.
It doesn't say.
I'm just saying.
Well, she said, if anyone's willing to just share my status, I'd be really grateful. And the next thing she knew, there was 222,000 responses.
Yep.
That's
a few to go through.
That's awesome.
And then she called the airport on Tuesday morning and told them to call off the search for the hat. And she said, we got bigger fish to fry than a lost hat. Fish to fly? Yeah. This does not mean I'm giving up hope the hat will be found. I simply think that demanding the airport search more is unreasonable. They've done all they can do. The rest is up to God. And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Welcome back.
What goes on here during the break?
It should stay during the break.
Yes.
And it will.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So
I think some of that recorded.
Yeah. So Shelley, what are we talking about?
Well, I thought we might talk about experiences doing panels or with panels.
Oh, how did that come up?
That came up because our number one Fran.
Fantastic.
Posted in the Recovery 101 group on Facebook about her experience. She was all excited. They were going to go to a panel. She and some of her sober friends were going to a panel at a treatment center. Just, you know, an average treatment center.
Mm-hmm.
We've all done those.
She posted that she was all excited about going here and everything. A few hours later, she posts again. They didn't get to go in.
Really? Why?
Now, this is a recovery facility. It has a new director. And the new director knew nothing about 12-step programs or AA or anything.
Is it a man or a woman?
It's a man. And would not let them in until they'd gotten a background check and a TB test. To do a panel. They're going to go in, talk for an hour, and leave. It's not like they're fraternizing. It's not like they're going to be hanging about.
Did she mention the treatment center?
No, she actually didn't.
Fran, let us know what the treatment center is.
Now, first of all,
we'd use them in a story.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I can't imagine a treatment center that would hire somebody that had no familiarity with any of the 12-step programs.
That would have been my initial question.
Why?
Why what?
Why don't you think that they would hire somebody who had no familiarity with the 12-step program?
Well, I'm not saying that the 12-step programs are the only way to get sober, but I would think that if you are going to direct a facility that's trying to get people sober, that you would at least have a passing familiarity with all of the available methods. And that includes 12-step.
Well, and considering it's a panel that's already a panel that goes there.
It was already a, it was.
I mean, I could see where you could hire someone that's not familiar with 12-step, because if you're an administrator, you're running a business.
Yeah, he was familiar with how to process insurance claims.
Yeah, but it would be certainly to their advantage to have someone that's at least familiar with the things going on in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Because you would think that one of the, I don't know, the counselors or the nurses or the doctors would go and go, excuse me, it's a panel. They're free. They're for free and for fun. They're sent to us by these 12-step fellowships. We'd like to continue to use them. We don't really need to do those checks.
Fran, send us the name of the hospital.
Yeah, really, I mean...
We'd love to know.
Yikes.
We'll hold it in strictest confidence.
Yeah, matter of fact, you can have them contact us directly if they'd like to keep us from doing the story. I think we could do that for a reasonable sum.
I mean, really.
You could advertise with us.
That's right.
You're going to be there for an hour sharing your experience, strength, and hope using your first name only. It's because it's supposed to be anonymous, and they want to take your Social Security number so they can run you through Homeland Security?
I've never been on a panel that asked for that, ever. And I've been on a panel into lockdown prison and jail facilities and never been – the only thing I've been asked for is ID. Because in the prison, they all they want is a copy of your driver's license. But
so they can decide if they can let you leave at the end or not.
Exactly.
That's exactly it. They want to check you for warrants and things. Or to see – I don't even know what else they'd be seeing. But but to get a TB test?
Yeah. What the heck is up with that? Do they think that you're going to go around licking people? I mean
– I know. What's the next thing? You got to get an AIDS test. You got to get a TB test. You got to take an English test.
You have to get all your malaria injections.
I mean, prostate exam.
Yeah, prostate exam.
Excuse me, lean over and cough. Well, let's see. Have Mark, you ever experienced problems with the panel?
The last panel I did. Strangely enough, I was covering it for you.
And what happened?
We came in, we sat down, time to start the panel, did the readings, ready for the first person to share. And one of the directors from the center came walking in and said, I need the following women to report to the kitchen. And started reading off names. And most of them weren't there. And then she stopped. And so I introduced the first person to speak. And she started talking. And she started reading off more names.
Wow.
And...
Way to screw up someone's share.
And so finally we just stopped and just sat there and looked at her for a while as she was talking with two other women and comparing notes on who was supposed to. And finally one woman who was sitting in the back who was a member of the staff stood up and said, excuse me, you're interrupting these people's time. You should probably do this when this is over.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People unclear on the concept.
I don't know what I would have done in that thing. I might have said...
STFU?
Well, no, I probably would have said, excuse me, do you need us to stop the panel while you conduct some business?
While you try to find people?
I mean, we've only got an hour here. Do you want us to stop and wait or...
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you guys have us come in here to help out. I just want to make sure we're not getting in your way.
Yeah. So I only got to share for like 10 minutes at the end.
Wow.
How about you, Shelley? Panels?
Well, I've gone on a few here and there with you, but I did go up to our local facility up here for like 6 months or so with one of your sponsees every Saturday night. Remember that one?
Uh-huh.
We used to do a panel there. They don't do that panel anymore.
Well, that's because you'd go in there and there'd be like two people.
I know. It was... I didn't mind doing it.
They
just kept hoping...
make anyone
They didn't make anybody go. And it was always sort of a situation where it was like, well, we can sit here and talk to these two people.
Patients,
which,
Bill of Rights.
Yeah. It was fine to talk to those two people. It was just, I think that, you know, our friend G and I got a little sick of hearing each other's stories. Plus, he was having some issues at the time, so.
Well, The thing is, when I was in treatment the last time, which was a number of years ago, I don't know if there was a patient bill of rights, but they just came in and said, there's a panel, you need to go.
Right,
and that was
had
it.
To go.
I mean, there wasn't.
Because there is, and you do.
Well, but what I'm wondering is, where I was a drug recovery facility. That's what it was.
Right.
And it was a 28-day program.
Mm-hmm.
And you went to every meeting and everything that they told you to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Where they were going to go on panels at, obviously not everyone in that unit is in recovery.
Right.
Matter of fact, probably the lion's share of them are not.
Well, it's mm-hmm. a facility that has two different sections. They have an addiction recovery department, and they also have a Looney Tunes department.
Well, I would be willing to
wager. Yes, exactly.
I would be willing to wager if you went to the 28-day program, probably all of the participants of the program would be in there.
Only if they all want to participate. The other problem with that particular facility is that if not all of the patients in the CD unit, the chemical dependency unit, want to do a certain thing, nobody gets to go. It's either all or none.
You wouldn't need to go because the panel would be there.
There's one facility that I know of that they get around that by requiring their people to go to at least 4 meetings a week. And they don't let them leave the facility. And there are 4 meetings a week that come in to the facility.
They got to go to 4.
So you don't have to go, but you got to have 4 meetings signed off on your card.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That works.
As we kind of alluded to earlier, I used to go on a panel every once in a while with my friend Matt D,
mm-hmm.
and we would go to Fred C. Nellis, which is California Youth Authority. And the first time I went there, it's no joke. I mean, I didn't see any machine gun nests or anything, but, I mean, there's miles and miles of razor wire, and, I mean, these kids aren't going anywhere. And we go in, and we all give our licenses and everything, and we do the panel, and what I love this one night is I'm doing the panel, and, you know, at break, all these guys are asking us for cigarettes and everything. And at the end, I said, you know what the greatest thing about coming and doing a panel is? Because there's all these guys, they think they're badasses.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I said, and they're like maxed out at about 15, 16 years old. And I mm-hmm. said, when I get done with the panel, I'm going to go climb in my car and drive home. I'm going to smoke all the way home because I can do that. I'm going to go home. I'm going to make love to my wife. I'm going to watch cable TV. I'm going to smoke more. And what are you going to do? You're going to go back to your cell with your butt buddy. And I said, think about that the next time you're out about maybe not coming back. And so, you know, we're all laughing about that as we're walking out, and everyone goes to pick up their IDs, and this one guy, whatever his name was, goes to pick up his ID, and he's like, oh, hey, yeah, Jim or whatever his name was. You have to stay. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, give me my ID. And he goes, you have a warrant for an unpaid speeding ticket. And he goes, what? And he goes, yeah, we have to keep you. We can't let you go. And he goes, really? This guy's 45 years old. He's going to stay in California Youth Authority. And they're like, oh, no, it's cool. You can stay in the office with us, but we got to keep you. And we left. We're like, oh, is his car going to be okay parked out there? They're like, oh, it's a very secure lot. We're like,
yeah.
Like okay. So we leave this 45-year-old guy in there, calls the next day. He goes to court. One of the guys from the Nellis goes with him to court, gets him right in to see a judge. Judge gives him time served. Da-da-da. Program wins again.
Program one? Justice zero.
Justice zero. So, Shelley.
Yes?
What would your final words on panel problems be?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, you're going to have problems with lots of things, but the benefits of doing the panel far outweigh the negatives, because
agreed.
Even if, like in my case, where there were hardly anybody ever came to the panels and it was kind of felt like at times we were wasting our time, there were enough evenings when the one or two people that came really wanted to hear our stories and wanted to talk to us afterwards, and that made it worth all that time spent. Even if you only have one person, it's worth it.
True that. Mark?
Yes?
Final words.
I've probably done a dozen panels this year. All of them have been at all women's recovery facilities.
Awesome.
Not a bad way to go.
Me too, as a matter of fact.
No, you know, I'll tell you what. It's very important. If you're new in recovery, as soon as you hit the time threshold to go, go on a panel and be of service. Because if you go on panels and you go share your what experience, strength, and hope you have, you'll stay clean and sober.
I will add to that with my final words and say that when you're feeling yourself like you might be in some trouble, the Big Book clearly spells it out that nothing ensures your recovery more than working with alcoholics and or, you know, I'll add the addicts to that. Nothing ensures your recovery as much as working with another.
Yeah, and they use the word ensure.
Ensure. That's not the drink you drink that makes you gain weight. Ensure, not ensure. Not that there was a question about that. I'm just throwing out. I'm just saying.
Your mind just went there.
It did. Okay. Shelley.
Yes.
Where's your mind going to go?
To recovery101.net.
Sweet.
Why is it going there?
Because I want to listen to the show.
Oh, and shout out to Brian, you know, who's Brian, for signing up to Podomatic.
All right. At any rate, you go to recovery101.net, you click on a show, you click like or permalink. If you are a member of Recovery 101, we really appreciate it because it helps us with our numbers. If you're not a member, you should become a member. It's free.
And it's fun.
You can get automatic updates of when we post the show. You can follow us on Podomatic.
Yes, please.
You can leave topic suggestions. You can like old shows. And you can
comment
on
old shows, too.
Yes, you can comment on. And you can add us to playlists.
Yeah, well, clearly.
Yeah.
Every time I go there and listen, I add it to the playlist. I think the playlist thing is set up for DJs, but I do it anyway because for some reason, as Recovery 101, if we go add it to our playlist, it doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if Bill or Brian or Fran or Yvette or any of the other people, Natasha and all these other people I see, Jack and
Joel
and all these guys, it will count for us, and it's helpful. So, Mark.
Yes.
What if someone wants to hear about our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
The city of Philadelphia.
Yes.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can go to his website. You can read his fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription, and he will send it to you via the United States Postal Service.
I think we're overdue to get one.
Yeah, I keep wondering where that box is. And if you have a recovery center or a sober living or somewhere where many of us sick gather, contact Bruce and he will send you out some copies to strew about the place.
And
if you're interested in a franchise, contact Bruce directly, and he'll give you all the information you need to bring the 12 Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
And I don't know how many people are doing it, but I know that finding work is tremendously difficult right now. And I will tell you that this is how Bruce makes his money. Now I don't know how much money he makes, but it's a lot more than not working.
There's that opium business too.
Huh?
There's that opium business too.
Well, that he sends out with the 12 Step Gazette. Here's your 12-Step Gazette and your gram of heroin. No, we're just kidding. We're just kidding. We've got ourselves have email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself too damn seriously.
That is a rule. Shelley?
Yes?
Who's the lead-out music by?
Electra.
Electra. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
I'm hanging by a thread. For things that you've done, for things that you've said, got me caught in your web.
Wanna get it on, but I'm too far gone. You know that I can't show it, no one knows it. So I'm dreaming on. I stand my ground, I'm tied and bound, and I'll fight the madness from dusk to dawn. And so I'm on.
Now it leaks like a faucet. I'm all fit, let's drop it. I'm busted in love and lost and busted my profit. Better to never have love than love and lost. Remember to be clever, consider the cost. Exhausted, I think that I've lost it. You trigger my emotion, now it leaks like a faucet.
Done.